Right, good morning, everyone. And a very happy Christmas to you all. It's lovely to see you all. What a gorgeous morning. It's fantastic, isn't it? Good. Lovely to see you all this morning. It's a shorter service this morning. Well, that's the plan. we're going to start with a reading. And Sarah's going to come and read that to us. And that just sets the scene for our morning.
Happy Christmas, everybody. The reading is from Philippians 2, verses 5 to 11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Behind your mask is entirely up to you, but we can worship. They cannot stop us worshiping. So let's, if you want to stand, you can. If you want to remain seated, you can. Our first carol that we're going to enjoy together is O Come, All Ye Faithful. pray together. Loving Heavenly Father and Sovereign Lord, we come before you this morning to bring our worship, to bring our praise, to bring our thanks, to rejoice this morning in commemorating again, once again, the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, the King of Kings. And Lord, we come with grateful and thankful hearts this morning. We thank you and praise you that we can come this morning, that we can, on this day, come and worship you. And we pray that in the coming days ahead, we will continue to be able to meet together to praise you, to worship you. Lord, we thank you for the gift of Jesus, your Son, our Savior, our Redeemer. Wow, what a gift of love that is. And we pray especially today, we will once again just grasp the enormity of what you have done for us, that you left your heavenly throne and came to earth. Emmanuel, God with us. Wow. And we thank you that through the power of your Holy Spirit, you are with us here this morning, within us and around us and for us. So help us to this day in rather strange circumstances when perhaps we will be meeting with family and loved ones and friends and we're prevented from largely doing so. We pray that somehow we can be united together in Christ Jesus, that his love can still flow out through the text messages, through Skype and Zoom and WhatsApp and all the ways that we will contact family today. May they see and know the love of Christ Jesus in our eyes and in our voices and in our words. And so once again, Lord, we praise you and we thank you for the amazing gift of love, the amazing gift of salvation, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now, what we normally do at this point is we go around and we greet each other and those who have hugs, we have hugs and we can't do that. So, hopefully you've got a party popper. Okay, now, I spoke to Tanya about this a couple of days ago. She said, I need your forgiveness now before Christmas Day. Why? I said, because we're going to make a little bit of a mess. And she said, this is how gracious Tanya is. She said, that's fine. Absolutely fine. And I explained what we're going to do. She said, Colin, don't worry. Don't worry. I said, oh, thank you, Tanya. So gracious. She said, you know where the vacuum cleaner is. So, I know what I'm going to be doing after the service today. So, you just need to just to pull it gently. Right, are we... Oh. It's going to go bang, Rhodey. It's going to go bang, all right? Just so baby knows, okay? Has everyone got a... Everyone got one? Anyone not got a party popper? One there? Right, okay. Cyril needs one. Right, okay. On the count of... We're countdown. 3, 2, 1, go! When I say 3, 2, 1, go, it means go, not 5 minutes after I've said go. Oh, this is hopeless, isn't it? Well done. Right, now. This is a... Our next song is one from The Gift, and it's called At This Time of Giving. And you might want to stand, you might want to jig along to this, because anyway, let's play it. Thanks, Chris.
Christmas night, joyful angels announced peace and goodwill to the world. and heaven is still bursting at the seams with good gifts for everyone. So open your heart to receive what God has stored up for you, especially the greatest gift of all.
At this time of giving, gladly now we bring gifts of goodness and mercy from a heavenly King. Earth could not contain the treasures heaven holds for you. Perfect joy and lasting pleasures, love so strong and true.
That's what we want to do, isn't it? But we can't. Right, okay, we're going to have a reading from Luke's Gospel. Familiar, but nonetheless still poignant for today. And Julia's going to come and read that to us. Thank you, Julia.
Luke 2, 1 to 7, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
That she's written. Thank you, Trish.
How dark is the morn, worse if unaccompanied by thee. But yes, how joyous is thy coming return, light of the world, as a little babe lying there in a manger, rude and bare, ox and ass a-lowing, as if all-knowing. Yes, it is our Lord, light of the world, saviour of all, born upon this Christmas morn, to redeem us, one and all. Hail, baby Jesus, the light of the world.
Now, we always take this opportunity to those who have bought any presents that they've opened already, just to share what they've been given. And I always share with you what my daughter in Bristol has sent me, and it's always an incredibly naff present, and she surpassed herself this year, I have to say. You ready for this? A dashboard Jesus. only problem is, when I go to visit her, I'm going to have to have it on the dashboard. Hold it still for the camera. Why? Oh, right. Right. Who else wants to share what they've been given? Oh, Charlie, you've got one, haven't you? Come on. Come out here. If you stand about here, we'll be all right. Right, okay. What? Right, okay, let it go. This is. No, go on then. I want one of those. Whoa. Guess what I'm going to be playing with after church. Martha, what have you got? You were showing me earlier. Do you want to come out and show? Well done. And what's this then? It's a light, a little live pets. Is this the trendy thing? This is the thing of the, is it? Apparently. So what happens then? Open up. It runs all. Does it run all over the? Does it? You turn it on. Right. Oh! Oh! It's off. Crikey. It's not safe in here this morning, is it? Right. Anyone else got a present they want to share? Anywhere? Oh, yes. No commitment from the church treasurer then. Knows what she's going to be doing. A sprout jigsaw with. Oh man, I can't believe we bought her that. Right, anyone else want to share something? Oh, Mia, what have you got? Lord of the Flies. Oh my goodness, right, that's a good one. Right, okay. Yeah, wow. So you're going to be quiet today then, aren't you? Cool, that's good then. Right. Yes, matching. Anyone else want to share anything that you've been given today? No? Oh, you're a miserable lot this year, aren't you? Is that it? Oh, Sue. Lovely. Yes, Julia's bought me a tree as well. Have you caught up with the fact that they're planting this national forest? Apparently, they're planting these, was it, several million trees, apparently. And you can have a tree named after you. And I've got a tree named after me. There's an oak tree, which Julia's very kindly, that's lovely, thank you very much. Brilliant. Yes. Right, okay. A couple of songs now linked together. Come and join a celebration, which we can jiggle. Oh, that's please, Liz, that's good then. And then come on and celebrate. That will follow fairly soon after. So if you stood up, moving around, then stay stood up. Right, off we go. One of the reoccurring themes that we read as we go through the Christmas story is do not be afraid. We first hear this when Zechariah is approached by the angel, Gabriel, and as always, when an angel appears, do not be afraid. Now, I don't know what these angels look like. They certainly wouldn't have had halos and wings, but they must have been quite scary, or suddenly they just appear, and obviously fear seems to be struck into people's hearts. But whenever we hear the angels say, do not be afraid, there is always something positive to follow it. Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayers have been heard. And of course, those prayers were to have a son. And as we know, Elizabeth then became pregnant, even in an age when she was well past childbearing, and she gave birth to John, who became John the Baptist or John the Baptizer. Do not be afraid. Your prayers have been heard. Mary, do not be afraid. Why? Because you have found favor with God. I don't know about you, but I just love to be favored by God, to be blessed by God. Not that I've done anything to deserve that, but isn't it wonderful that God favors us, blesses us, so we have nothing to be afraid of? Even though she was a teenager, young in years, the whole thing would have been maybe quite scary for her. But it says, do not be afraid, because you have been favored by God. So there's nothing to be afraid of, Mary. Joseph. Do not be afraid, Joseph, to take Mary as your wife. Here was Joseph, had all the plans in the world to marry his beloved Mary and to set up home and have a family, and all of a sudden that's all destroyed. But Joseph, because he loves Mary so much, we know, wanted to divorce her quietly, not to cause her any undue shame or any undue hassle that there would be around the village. He was going to do it quietly, and he would have been upset about that because he loves Mary. But then that evening, the angel visits him and says, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Do not be afraid to trust God. Do not be afraid to take that step of faith, Joseph, because God has planned all of this. Do not be afraid. Trust. Walk in faith. And finally, the shepherds. Do not be afraid. Well, there wasn't just one. There was a stonking great load of them, wasn't there? So there was something to be afraid of, I guess. But it would have been quite something, wouldn't it? But do not be afraid, because this is good news. For you in the town of Bethlehem is born a Savior, the Messiah, the Christ. Good news. Good news. And they scurry off to see all that has happened and all they've been told about. And they spread the news. They spread the news. Do not be afraid. This is a message for us today. This is God's message for you this morning. Do not be afraid. Your prayers have been heard. Your prayers have been heard. And your prayers will be answered. So listen to what God is saying to you. Because when we pray in the will of God, our prayers are heard and our prayers will be answered. It may not be in our timescale, but they will be answered. Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. I can't think of anything better than that, to be found in favor with God, to be blessed by God. How amazing, how fantastic is that, to celebrate that today. Do not be afraid. Keep taking those steps of faith. I don't need to tell you just how difficult this year has been for all of us. That overused word, unprecedented. Well, I don't think we can think of any other word because we've never been here before. And I guess we don't particularly want to go here again either. But we need to keep taking those steps of faith every day, trusting God. Trusting God. Not taking silly, stupid risks. When we take steps of faith, we are risk-taking, but we're risk-taking in the light of what God is calling us to do. That's different. So we need to be stepping out in faith and not being afraid. And finally, God's message is, do not be afraid, because God has given us this good news. The Savior, Jesus. That's the good news. And that's the good news that we need to spread in the days ahead, the weeks ahead, the months ahead, and certainly in this year ahead. We need to be getting that message out. And over this Advent period, I have been incredibly encouraged by the reaction of the community to what we have been doing here as a church. It's been so positive. And what's also encouraged me is your incredible generosity over this last month with this Christmas appeal, which you're here on Sunday. It's now gone over £1,500 and still growing. It's just incredible. The amount of food that's come in that we've taken down to the food bank has been enormous. The stuff that's come in from you that we've taken into Skegness Hospital, Scarborough Ward, so patients can actually have their own pyjamas and nightwear and not have to wear a hospital gown. The reaction we've had from the ward has been enormous. And it just goes on. The sheep hunt that we did last week, very differently. But the reaction we've had from the businesses and the shops have been so positive. So there's lots of good news going out there. And we have opportunities to build now in the weeks ahead on this good news, which is Jesus. Because he is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. My goodness gracious me, we just need to lock onto that again. Emmanuel, the word we use only really this time of year, Emmanuel, God with us. So there's no need to be afraid. Do not be afraid, for I am with you wherever you go, to the end of time. So it's beyond this life into eternity. God is with us. We have no reason whatsoever to be afraid. Take that message with you. Take that message with you into the new year and be blessed by God as he favors each and every one of us. So we are going to worship again now. And every now and again, you get the opportunity to self-indulge, don't you? This is my moment. If you've been on the Advent calendar today, you'll notice that I've self-indulged today. And this is part of the self-indulgence. This carol I've come to love this year, adore.
Stepped down from heaven, high. Angels sing, praises ring to the newborn King. Peace on earth, here with us, joy awakening. At your feet we fall.
Gracious God, we have heard the good news of this season once again, the glad tidings of the birth of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And we have rejoiced in everything that means. And yet, Lord, we know that this message is not just for us, but it's for everyone. Your love for all the world, your concern for all people, your purpose, your love, your salvation plan is without limits. Help us then to go now into the rest of this day with joy in our hearts and wonder in our eyes, to share that love, to share that good news that you have shown to us, to make known the great things you have done in Christ. And so, this morning, may Jesus be born again in our hearts, and may Jesus be made known through our lives, through the words we say, through the deeds we do, the love we share and the compassion we show, the faith we proclaim and the people we are. May his light shine afresh in the world. May it bring hope. May it bring healing. May it bring joy. May it bring renewal. Grant that all may come to know you for themselves. And so celebrate with us the news of great joy, your coming amongst us in Christ Jesus, to bring us life in all its fullness. And so again, Lord, we say, may Jesus be born in our hearts again, and may he be made known through our lives. And so in his name we go shortly to live and to work for him with joyful thanks and grateful praise. Amen. And so our final carol today, Joy to the World. enjoy it with Jesus. Just to say, there isn't a service here on Sunday, the 27th, but it will be. It's been already recorded, and it will be online from 9:30 on Sunday morning. If you haven't got access to the web, then you should have got a CD by now, hopefully, to listen anyway. So I think we can get away with this. I'm looking at my parish nurse. She's going to kill me. It's Christmas. If you stand up and we can say the grace to each other, okay? Is that okay? If you're comfortable with that, do it. You can even turn around if you want to, because we're all socially distant, so we should be okay. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.